Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the U.S. handover of sovereignty to Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that Iraqis could still be fighting the insurgents 12 years from now, though he says American troops will have withdrawn before then. Commentator Henri Barkey is a former State Department planner. He believes the U.S. will remain involved in Iraq for years to come.
Iraq policy is reaching a dangerous juncture. The insurrection, far from abating, seems to be picking up strength and lethality. And for the first time, most Americans appear unsatisfied with the way the Bush administration has been prosecuting the war. In the next 6 months, the Iraqis must write a new constitution, submit it to a referendum, and organize elections, all amidst a deliberate campaign of violence designed to bring about sheer chaos, if not actually trigger civil war. More than 2 years into the war, the insurgency has transformed Iraq into a jihadist Mecca. Consider the Saudi who volunteers for a suicide mission. Within weeks of being recruited, he will have traveled to Syria for training, entered Iraq, and committed his deed. We should not be surprised if the administration begins to seriously intensify pressure on Syria to quell the infiltration of foreign fighters and suicide bombers. This will take the form of more than diplomatic maneuverings and tightening of U.S. sanctions. It may involve cross-border raids into Syria by Iraqi forces with American participation, either to interdict fighters or in hot pursuit operations. Despite increasing calls for a full or partial withdrawal of U.S. troops, this insurgency has proven far too resilient and dedicated to be defeated in the next few years. In the near future, more Iraqi troops will be trained to take over an increasing share of the burden of fighting the insurgency. U.S. troops can then be rotated into other parts of Iraq, such as border areas, to reduce infiltration and begin controlling the violence. The American public has to be told that this will take time. The truth is that we are likely to remain in Iraq in one form or another for the balance of this decade, and maybe longer. Any withdrawal, even in a 2 to 3 year time frame, would be a sign that we have accepted defeat.
Commentator Henri Barkey heads the Department of International Affairs at Lehigh University. Tomorrow, we'll have another perspective on the future of Iraq.